The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
What changes will the new year bring for programs like Social Security and Medicare? And then the IRS has made some recent changes that could be pretty costly for some of you. We're going to talk about that, what to expect, plus so much more on Wealth Creator Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and he and his team at Heckman Financial, they are right here in the Silicon Valley area. They have been helping people retire for over 30 years now, and it is his goal to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. Eric is well on his way. It's his passion to help you have a remarkable retirement, and we want you to reach out to us. Here's the phone number, 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. Use this number, 800-454-1184. You can also text the word toolbox to that and get Eric's digital toolbox. It includes his book that he has written, Worry Less Wealth, plus other educational materials, just by texting the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. You can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, so good to be here with you again.
Yeah, so it's, you know, that time of year when you're running around getting presents, doing wrapping, all that stuff. And, you know, one of the presents people forget to get is something for themselves. And that's financial security. That's making sure you've paid the least tax, hopefully, that you can. Making sure you got everything wrapped up for yourself financially and your family, you know, before 2024 comes. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Right. We can't help them with wrapping their gifts, but wrapping things up for themselves personally, right?
Yep, exactly.
So the IRS is at it again, and that's what I wanted to tell you about. This is going into 2024. They're reminding us that when you spell out the IRS, so spell it with me, T-H-E-I-R-S, you get the word theirs. And they've announced an increase in the interest penalty on the underpayment of estimated taxes. So can you explain that to us, please, Eric?
Yeah, like you said, it's not mine, it's theirs, right? So the IRS is, but so if you don't withhold enough, now, usually if you're a W-2 employee, you're pretty much okay, especially if you've been at the job for a while. Hopefully you're not owing a bunch every year, because, you know, that's when you get in trouble. And basically the numbers are you have to pay at least 90% of what you owe, or at least 110% of what you paid last year. And that's kind of the math they use to see if you owe a penalty or not. So if you have 1 year spike in income, not a big deal. But if it's constantly like that and you're always underpaying or not paying enough, then they're going to hit you with a penalty, which is really just an interest charge, because basically you're kind of using the money that you should have given them. And so now they want to take some money back. And so that used to be 3%. Now it's going to be 8%.
Wow.
So big, big jump.
Yeah.
Obviously, interest rates have gone up a lot. So they're following suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so lots of times self-employed, you know, lots of times, you know, if you own your own business, you have this. If you're, you know, doing some gig work, right? DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, or some stuff like that. Lots of times those people aren't withholding taxes. The real estate profession is actually one I see a lot of always issues with this, because, you know, they have kind of lumpy income, right? Whenever they sell a place, and if they don't withhold enough and they don't put enough away, the IRS will be happy to talk to them and show them how much they owe.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. So like you said, this change could impact a lot of self-employed people, gig workers, independent contractors. Now, not only do they have to think about taxes differently, but tell us how you talk to small business owners or self-employed people who are trying to prepare for retirement, because they have a lot that they have to do on their own.
Yep. No RSUs, no, you know, employee stock purchase plans, no 401k with match, no group benefits, all those things. So obviously most of them know about the health insurance, and they're doing as much as they can on that. But, you know, really the part that a lot of people kind of drop the ball on or don't focus enough on is, and especially business owners is, you know, is really putting something away for retirement in some sort of retirement plan. So it could be a solo 401k, it could be a SEP IRA. There's lots of different plans that people can do, where they can put more than just the, you know, the $6,000 or $7,000. They can put, you know, a lot more into some of these other plans. A lot of business owners especially tend to, you know, put everything in their business. And then when they go sell it, maybe there's not much of a market or maybe they don't get much return for it. So, you know, it could be very hazardous if they're counting on the business to be their entire retirement. And so, yeah, they you know, if you're in that kind of situation, you definitely need to be focusing on that and also making sure you're, you know, sending in your quarterly payments for taxes, right? So that way you don't have to pay that 8% penalty, you know, credit card interest on top of your taxes that you already owe.
True. Okay. So we are offering to our listeners today it's a digital toolbox that they can get. All they have to do is call this number, text this number, and put in the word toolbox. Tell us more about it, Eric.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of great tools there for, you know, will my money last as long as I do? What's the right Social Security timing decision? Obviously, my book, Worry Less Wealth. And then there's also time to set a time. So if you want to set a time to talk directly with me, Eric Heckman, and all you have to do is text that word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online or download it directly online too at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. All right, let's go over some of the changes that we can expect to see with Social Security in 2024, Eric.
Yeah, so Social Security, you know, has been having a lot of cost of living adjustments. So that part's great. Yeah, one thing we won't see is any action probably from Congress to fix what's going to happen and, you know, in 2037 because of that's when, or 2035, I should say.
Right.
It kind of keeps ranging around. That's when they say they won't have enough money to pay everybody. So that part they haven't fixed. But,
nope.
You know, some of the things is the average, the max monthly payout at full retirement's going up. And right now at full retirement age, which for most people at 67, that's about $3,600 would be what people can get. Hmm. So that's, but really you should really go download your own to make sure you have
the right
amounts and all that stuff. But the other one is depending on how much money you're making, the earnings cap. So you max out on Social Security, never max out on Medicare, but you do max out on Social Security. So once you make $168,600, you've maxed out, or that was less than 160 this year, or right around 160. So, you know, so that means you'll pay a little bit more tax. And if you're self-employed, you pay both sides of those. If you're, you know, working for an employer, then yeah, they pay part of it. So something to be thinking about and just paying attention to, you know, because it is one of those things that, you know, you do have to watch out for. And, it is a great benefit, and we hope we all get it, right?
Right.
So, but hopefully Congress at some point will actually take some action and fix some of these issues, but they still have yet to do that.
Okay. Now, we also have the latest numbers on where to expect increases for Medicare in 2024. How can we be strategic with our income in retirement so that we can avoid getting, you know, dinged with higher surcharges on those premiums? And explain how all that works, please, Eric.
Yeah, so Irma sounds like a nice old lady or something like that. But Irma, yeah, for the government's perspective, is this thing called income-related monthly adjustment, which is a super fancy, long-winded way of saying if you make too much money, we're going to make you pay more in Medicare premiums. And you can be 40%, 60%, 100%, it could go over 200% or more higher premiums. So you could go sometimes over $1,000 per person. It could be a huge increase. And it's not technically a tax, but it's based off your income. So it really is a tax. And that number is $103,000 for single and $206,000 for married. So now you may not normally be making that, but say you sell a property or you sell some stock or something, you might go over that 1 year. Well, then what will happen is once you file your tax return, they're going to see that the following year they're going to raise your Social Security, well, your Medicare premiums for that year. So if you did something in 2023 and had a high income, in 2025 is when you'll see your Medicare premiums go up. So it's always a little weird because there's
it's
this
like a 2 year thing.
Yeah, it's always a, I kind of like to call it a satellite delay or whatever, but yeah, it takes a while for it to show up, and then it shocks people because they get this nasty letter in December going, what? How much of it is going to be? So, so again, that's one of the things you want to plan out. I've seen people where they do too much of a Roth conversion and that causes them to pay more Medicare premiums. So, you know, there's a lot of things, unintended consequences when you're talking about taxes. So really anytime you're getting financial advice, you want to know somebody who's not only looking at your income plan over your life, but looking for the tax plan and the investment plan all correlated together. And that's what we do with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's something we want to help you with. And so, you know, one of the things you can do is, like I said, get those tools in the toolbox. Will your money last as long as you do? What's the best way to take Social Security? There's a lot of different things in there. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Eric Heckman.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, we are so glad to have you along with us today. Key Largo, Montego. Yeah, I'd like to be somewhere like that about right now. I'm digging my toes in the sand and having a drink in my hand. So it's always fun to plan a vacation. You've been on a lot of, you live around the ocean, but you've been on a lot of vacations. Have you ever swum with the dolphins or anything?
Yeah, actually, I've been able to do that twice now. So aww. I did it one time in the Caymans and then did it another time with my full family, with the sons and stuff on a cruise. We did it in St. Kitts and Nevis.
Ooh.
And it's definitely a super cool experience if you do it.
Yeah.
Those guys go fast.
Oh, do they really? Yeah, like, have you been on them? Like, do you climb on them and they swim with you?
You grab their fins and they take you.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
They fly out there, take you out real far, then turn around and come back, and you're just kind of hanging on for dear life.
I might be scared then.
I'm
picturing just like me swimming and petting them. I didn't know they'd take off with you. Whoa. Okay, that's a whole nother thing. And then if I fell off way far away from the boat, I'd be scared.
Well, no. Usually these are all in self-contained places.
Like okay.
The one in St. Kitts actually was really well done because it was more of a breakwater where – so it was technically kind of in the ocean, but it wasn't in a pool, but it was just where the water goes in and out. But obviously the dolphins can't go out.
Okay. Gotcha. So planning vacations like that, so much fun. There's so much to do when you plan a vacation. Everybody knows, you got to book the airline and you got to look at the hotel, figure out all what you want to do while you're there. Well, the same thing goes for planning a retirement, because first we dream about it and then we take steps to make it all happen. But the problem is that a lot of us procrastinate about planning out of retirement. How many times, Eric, have we said you got to have a plan, and a lot of people don't have that plan? Why do so many people spend more time planning a vacation than their retirement?
Yeah, it doesn't really ever make sense. And lots of times I'll tell people that it's always amazing that they'll spend more time doing the vacation than the retirement. And if they plan more for their financial stuff, they could probably take more vacations. Right. So why wouldn't you start first with the financial side? But I know why. It's just kind of like dentistry and working out and dieting. Right. All things that we should do, but nobody likes to pretty much do. And And so, yeah, so that's one of the tough things is it's not as fun. Obviously, it's a lot more fun to, you know, plan a cruise and which excursions like riding either a horseback through the water or doing a, you know, a dolphin ride or zip lines and other fun stuff. So, you know, that's a little bit more exciting than looking at your portfolio and making sure you have enough money for the rest of your life and all those things. So I do get that. But it is definitely more important to at least have this part started. And then you also won't be so stressed about taking that vacation and wondering, oh, should I really be spending all this money or should I really be doing all this?
But can I go on those excursions? You know, and you want to be able to when you're retired. You do. You want to be able to do all those fun things. So obviously, you know, you're planning out your retirement. There's so much to think about, so much to consider. When do you think we should start to, you know, properly plan for retirement, like the details?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think in your 20s to 40s, it's more just, am I just headed generally in the right direction, right? Am I building up money? Am I saving money, putting as much money, you know, can I be saving 15% of my income, ideally, not getting into tons of debt and all those things. But once you hit your 50s, that's when you start needing to have that income plan being built, especially if you're about 55 to 65, that's when it's time critical. That's, you know, that's go time or whatever you want to call it. But that's when you need to have that plan to make sure you are actually getting to the right destination. Or maybe that's when you need to skip a vacation or go on a slightly cheaper vacation. So that way you can have a better retirement for the rest of your life versus having lots of fun and then having to work till you're 85 or 90 or something like that.
Yeah, so, nobody wants that.
So yeah, so you definitely need to have a plan for all that, you know, and then you can be checking in on it year by year.
Okay, so you have to build that solid retirement plan. Tell us again, what do you specifically focus on to help ensure someone's successful retirement, Eric?
Yeah, well, there's five areas when we talk about the blueprint to worry less wealth. And so the first one, of course, is having income. If you don't have income in retirement, then you're just unemployed, right? So you need to have money coming in the door. You know, then how are you investing that money differently in retirement? Because when you're working, it's a very different type of investment. When you're having to withdraw money every month, then you need stuff that's more focused on income and preservation, other things like that. Obviously, taxes are a huge deal because what type of money is that? Is that tax-free, taxable, tax-deferred, all that kind of stuff. And so those three, income, investment, and taxes, are super, super interrelated to each other. And, you know, if your advisor's not talking to you about the tax effects, I just can't ever believe when people, you know, I run into people who say that and they say, oh, no, they tell me to go talk to my tax person. It's like, well, how can you be planning retirement without, you know, giving them tax help? And, and that's super critical. So all those three plus healthcare and legacy issues are what we talk about when we do the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, once we have those areas laid out, so like normally we will talk with somebody for 15-30 minutes, you know, for a call, find out what's their concerns, what are they trying to achieve, and then we actually go through this blueprint. We actually tell you, okay, here's the course you're headed on, you know, here's what your income's going to look like, here's what the risk level and your investments, here's the tax ramifications, not just 1 year, but here's how much you're going to pay over the rest of your life in taxes, and can we lower that number. Healthcare issues, obviously, the cost before 65, after 65, and then who gets your money when you're gone? And so that's the critical thing that people need to know. And so we used to charge a fee for, but right now we're waiving that for podcasts and radio listeners. And so we aren't charging a fee for that second meeting. We'll actually tell you what your plan is right now. And then what we'll do is we'll say, hey, here's the things we should fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, just set a time to talk. All you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric, let's get into the sources of income that people generally use in retirement, if you could review that for us.
Yeah, well, obviously the one that pretty much everybody gets, Social Security, right?
Yep.
So Social Security was really designed to be a fail-safe, a backup plan. It was not ever meant to be your primary source, but sadly, most of the stats show usually about 50% of people who retire, that is their main income source, which is not so good because it depends on how big that check is, right? And a lot of times it's not enough to live on. So, that's where you have to then come up with all those other things. I mean, most of us don't have pensions. Most of those, unless you're, government or, education, sometimes hospitals and stuff like that. But beyond that, most of us, it's all on our own. It's 401ks, IRAs, it's whatever you saved, right? So, you got to make sure you got some money in there. So the one way that you can do is there's some great options out there, especially after rates have, gone up from where they used to be. And those options can have some guaranteed payouts for the rest of your life. So there's a lot of different like fixed income type annuities or other things where you can, in essence, design your own pension by having some payout that's set up for as long as you live and you can't outlive it. And especially as longevity goes higher and higher, that's a big critical thing, right? So people always underestimate their mortality, I've just had somebody recently talk to me, and that both of them had their moms alive. One was 96, one was 95, and they both didn't think they would live that long, and they're in their 60s now. And I'm like, why not? you definitely have a plan for having some of that money be there for the rest of your life on a guaranteed basis to pretty much cover the base costs of living. And then you use your market money to be the rest of that money. So once you have that market money, that's the stuff that goes up and down. That's the stuff in your 401k. But we like to have some foundational money, some money that can't go away. And then in between there, we have usually some steady income type of funds where these are funds that typically pay about around a 5 to 9% in dividends, typically on a monthly or at least quarterly basis, that they have less volatility. And so that way you have some cash flow always coming into your account. So you're not having to sell stocks and, sell things. And, again, all this goes back to having a plan, right? All that boring thing. So, having that blueprint to worry less wealth, it starts with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Again, if you want to set up a time to get a little bit more information and ask us some questions, all you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You probably know that whenever you fly, there could be turbulence. And we're going to talk about how to ride those bumps out coming up next with Eric. Stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. So we've been comparing how planning a vacation is very similar and very important as to planning out a retirement. Once you're on vacation, though, sometimes you might discover all these extra things that you might want to do. And imagine how disappointed you would be if you didn't have enough money to do everything, right? And the same thing is for retirement, Eric. What happens if there's not enough income to retire, or if you find out, there's going to be a shortfall of income to depend on? How do you help someone bridge that divide?
Well, that a lot of it's, really comes back to planning, of course, right? And I've got a client who, she was 67, I think, pretty sure, when she retired. And this was over a decade ago. She's in her late 70s now. And her cost of living, the amount of spending on her income plan, has pretty much doubled.
Oh, my.
Since then.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't have a mortgage. So this isn't, is just her having fun, doing things, cost of living, right? All those things. And, a lot of it's just inflation driven, right? So our planning process did show that money was going to keep going up, that you're going to have to keep going, getting more. But She's also had a little bit more fun, and you know, that's a lot of that fun costs money. And so, yeah, so that's one of the things that you have to watch out for is, you know, how much are you spending? Are you checking in on that? You know, can you fly first class or should you be doing coach, you know, on that trip or something, right? And, you know, one of the ways to do that is have an income plan that you're checking back on to see, okay, am I still on track? And does that still fit in? Because, yeah, one thing you don't want to do is just, you know, have that bucket list and you're saying, I'm going to check them all off in 1 year. And then all of a sudden you've spent, $100,000 versus $50,000. And what did that do to your plan for the next, you know, 10, 20 years, not having that extra money there, right? And so that, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things is just check it in. I mean, I'm all for having fun and having great experiences, but yeah, you got to have to make sure that you can do them. And also the flip side, sometimes people don't do anything because they're so freaked out. I mean, I probably almost run into that more. I don't know how many people, especially if I've talked to their adult children, they're like, why don't they go on trips? Yeah. Why don't they do anything? And, and then of course the people get ill and, you know, older and stuff and they can't do those things. So, that's the other thing too, is you don't want to just wait till you're 80 and then say, oh, now I'm going to finally do all these things because I was worried about running out of money. If you have a plan and you go, hey, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
Then go have fun, right? Go do those things.
Yeah. I love that. That's so true. So let's take that dream vacation. You've planned it all out. Now you're on that plane. You're flying to your destination. You're so excited, but not so fast. According to an article from National Geographic, turbulence is pretty much guaranteed when you're flying in an airplane. And then that's, of course, a major source of anxiety for a lot of flyers. So let's get into that, Eric. What are some sources of turbulence in retirement?
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't had luckily too many huge turbulence things here and there. But one thing you have to watch for is recently I was on a plane and I was watching a race car kind of movie. And right as I wasn't really paying attention. I was sitting on the aisle and right as this car wreck happened, we landed.
Oh, my God.
It was like, okay, that woke me up a little bit.
You're
like,
scary.
You're like, okay, that was a little too real. But
yeah.
Definitely there is some anxiety depending on what you're watching, especially too, not just on the plane. But one of the things that, you know, obviously there's going to be always market things, right? I mean, it's going to always go up and down. You know, we all know that. There's going to be good years and bad years in the market. So that's going to be one source of turbulence. The easiest way to kind of counteract that is to not have 100% of your money, like most 401ks are, in 100% in stocks and bonds. If you have some money that's guaranteed in those bad years, you can go take it from there. And that's what we do with our clients is, you know, we'll pivot on those bad years and, you know, take it from a guaranteed source, not cash in the stuff that's down on the big years. And yeah, you take the money from the market. Typically we have some steady income money that's in between that pays good dividends. So if you have a plan that turbulence will be, you know, minimized a lot. You know, you might not still get your drinks because, you know, anytime they have turbulence, you know, they don't go out and serve the drinks, which is annoying, right?
Yep.
But if you have that backup plan, having that, then, you know, that's one thing. Obviously, the other one's inflation. That's kind of ebbs and flows, right? And that's just making sure that you have enough money in retirement is really the only good answer for something like that. And, and of course, there could be other things. I mean, loss of a spouse, other, you know, lots of stuff. So, you know, that's where planning kind of comes into effect and making sure you plan for the worst and hope for the best, right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. I like what you said about pivoting because a lot of times some things are out of our control and then we can just re-navigate to try to avoid that turbulence altogether. And that's what you guys do. So how do you guys help your clients get off on the right foot once they retire? Because that's a huge change, right? Going from paycheck every 2 weeks to now you're surviving off of your savings.
Yeah. The best one I ever had is a client who said he was like Wile E. Coyote when he first runs off the cliff and he's running in place right before he drops. And that's what kind of felt like in retirement.
Yeah.
Most people say it's exciting and also scary. And you know, it is a big change for a lot of people. And especially you usually meet with them a whole bunch right before and after, because there's a lot of things to do financially. And a lot of it is just finding out, hey, did you get a routine set up right? Or are you, you know, seeing stuff? I mean, some people are super active. Some people aren't as active. But, you know, yeah, it does take a little bit to do that. And, you know, but going back to, should you go still have fun and do those big trips? I mean, hopefully you've got some of those bucket list things that on the plan. And as long as that's accounted for. So a lot of times we have a thing where we call it a fun fund, where we actually have you, you know, put money in specifically for having those trips, right? Having those fun things to do. Because I think that's one thing too, is people are just terrified about spending money. A lot of people, probably the weirdest one that I get, and I always have to warn people, and I had a guy who retired from PG&E, and he came back to me and said, "You are so right." And the comment was about the fact that people just don't like to withdraw money. Mm-hmm. You know, for 30, 40 years, you just put money in, and it just seems so unnatural to take the money back out. But it's like, that's why it was there, right? It's not points on the scoreboard. You can't take it with you, you know? So let's do some stuff with it. So, you know, one thing that we've set up is a great toolbox that has a lot of great information about, will my money last as long as I do? Social security timing decisions, you know, lots of great stuff. It has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. And also you can even set a time to talk there. So if you want to get a link to all this educational information, you know, it's a great tool to have, all quick reads. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, many people who plan a big trip do hire a travel agent. And of course, that takes some stress off their shoulders. But a lot of people also don't want to pay that extra cost for that. So I want to take that and compare it to retirement planning and explain why this is so similar to people planning for retirement. Tell us the advantages of hiring a financial professional for retirement.
Well, since my son is actually, you know, my oldest son, Owen, is actually in the hospitality industry, and he actually does high-end cycling trips, which is nice for me. In Europe and U.S. too. But yeah, they take care of all the transfers. They take care of all of it. You just, you know, yeah, you pay more, but you know it's all done, and you just sit back and relax, and everything's done for you. Compare that to doing it on your own, it can be very expensive and very costly. And there's a lot of stuff you might not know about, and a lot of hassles and headaches you run into, and last minute changes and other things like that. So a lot of people do, you know, just do their own financial planning, but there's a lot of stuff you don't know about. There's a lot of tax issues you don't know about, especially when you're switching from contribution to distribution, take that money back out. Very, very different math. And so that's where I think it's really critical for people to get some help, at least initially, you know, check it out, see if it's right for you or not. But yeah, get some second opinions, because this isn't something you're going to do twice. You know, you retire once. Right. And you want to make sure it's a good retirement, not a bad retirement. And that could be a big difference just by, you know, asking the right questions. So, you know, again, if you want to get all that information, all that great data that we have there digitally stored for you in their toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And more good advice to come from Eric Heckman on Wealth Creator Radio. So stick around.
This is Eric.
Janine.
Owen.
Matt.
Jason.
And Lisa.
From all of us here at Heckman Financial, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's going to find out if you are naughty or nice. Today, Eric is going to step into the boots as our retirement Santa to decide what's naughty or nice when it comes to retirement planning. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And of course, he is president at Heckman Financial, located right here in the Silicon Valley area. He's been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. Starting off, Here's that phone number, 800-454-1184. Put that number in your phone if you haven't yet. If you've been listening all this time, Eric and I have been doing this show together for such a long time. Put this number in your phone because you can get a hold of Eric real quick that way, 800-454-1184. You could text the word toolbox to that number and actually get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, that he has written. And then also other educational materials right at your fingertips. It's a digital toolbox that you can get. 800-454-1184. And find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And hello, Santa. How you doing today?
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, so no, it's good to be kind of going through some of these concerns that people have and really kind of figuring out, okay, well, once I see somebody's situation, I can know if it applies to me or not, right? And kind of gives you some ideas if you're thinking the right way or the wrong way. And yeah, we definitely need to spend a little bit more time being nice to ourselves and getting these things taken care of, right? And you don't want to be naughty and get a lump of coal for retirement. So.
No, we don't want that. Now, I got to ask you, when you were growing up, you know, and you have a sister, right? It was you and your sister. Mm-hmm. Did you guys, you know, were you worried about being on Santa's naughty or nice list?
Well, you're always a little bit, right? Yeah. Always get a little bit better behaved in
behavior,
December.
Behavior, yeah. Right?
Yeah, so.
And what about your boys?
How big a thing?
What about your boys,
yeah,
too?
They did somewhat.
Good.
Not massively noticeable, but somewhat.
It's a little bit of a change, as it gets closer to Christmas. Well, okay, today we're going to have you, Eric, become our retirement Santa. You're literally going to put the boots on. And I'm going to give you some retirement scenarios, and I want you to tell us whether it could fall under naughty or nice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ho, ho, ho. Here we go. Sam is 60 and he's thinking about retiring early in a couple of years. He loves the idea of more free time, but he's only managed to save a small amount for retirement. His wife, Allison, is very concerned about not having enough income from their Social Security benefits, but Sam reassures her it won't be a problem. So what do you think, retirement Santa? Would Sam's decision fall under naughty or nice?
Well, that could be probably pretty naughty, because if you're going to retire early, and especially if you haven't saved enough, I mean, first of all, you got to have an income plan. You have to know, will this money last? Will I have enough? You know, will this meet my standard of living? You know, and then also in terms of filing for Social Security, you know, it really depends on the two of them of who had higher earnings. So whoever has the higher of the two earnings during their career, that's the one you want to have turn on their Social Security later.
Okay.
Because of the larger the two checks stays forever. It's like what I like to call your couple's eternal check. Mm-hmm. You know, so if he starts his earlier and gets a smaller check, and then maybe he dies, say, early at 70 or 75, well, you know, now Allison's stuck with a lower check for the rest of her life. And that could be another 20, 30 years on top of that. So, you know, it's not a decision that affects just this one year or a couple years. No, you're talking decades. And so, yeah, you want to make sure that that check is as big as it can be. So,
exactly.
Yeah, be careful before you take those big leaps.
Exactly. And definitely talk to someone like Eric, because this is what he does. He focuses on retirement planning and helps people make the best decisions with their Social Security. Okay, here's another retirement scenario for you to decide if this couple is naughty or nice. Bob and Alice both recently retired, and they're thinking about leaving their busy lives here in Silicon Valley and moving to North Carolina. And they think that that move will offer them a chance to enjoy a lower cost of living and also provide them with a community of fellow retirees. So, retirement Santa Eric, is this couple naughty or nice when it comes to their move after retirement?
Yeah, well, that should, you know, most likely be nice. You know, there's a lot to think about when you're doing that. I actually had a, you know, fairly good friend who moved to Nashville. They were there for, I think, about 6 months and realized they didn't like it very much. So they actually, ironically, now moved to North Carolina. So
funny
that this question is about that. But
yeah.
And they seem to like it more there. But yeah, it is one of those things where lots of times you can sell your house here, buy a big old place there, have no mortgage. So there's a lot of good stuff there. You do have to watch it in all seasons. You know, obviously in California, we keep the snow where it belongs in the mountains where you can go play with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, land on your front doorstep.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have all the crazy weather or the big bugs and all the other stuff. So, you know, there's those types of things to look at. There's, you know, are you accounting for, even if taxes, income taxes are lower, lots of times property taxes are much, much higher in other states. And so you have to look at all that. But typically, yeah, that's going to be a good plan to downsize and go someplace else. And I've helped lots of clients do that. I kind of jokingly say I got to be an expert in that, because they have probably one every, at least every quarter, if not every 2 months, moving someplace. And I did actually just recently have some clients that moved to a retirement place where it was all brand new homes.
Oh, cool.
You know, in Florida, and, and talked to them recently, and they're enjoying it. They're meeting a lot of people. They're having the, you know, 4 o'clock happy hour.
Oh, fun.
You know, all that fun stuff when you're retired. So. Just for the record, something I don't do is have happy hour at 4 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Not on a daily basis, right?
No. So, so it can be good. But, you know, again, you want to have this with an actual income plan, you know, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare legacy plan. You want to have that all rolled into one. And that's really what we do with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And yeah, that's one of the things that if you want to set up a time to talk, we can have a 15 to 30 minute phone call, just find out what your concerns are, what your issues are, and then we can go do that blueprint. And there's no cost or obligation to doing that. You know, so it's a great way to do it. You know, have somebody knows all these other things that you may not be thinking of, and go over that and bring the items to your attention. And then, yeah, we can kind of go from there. But, you know, again, if you want to do that, or you just want to read my book, Worry Less Wealth, you want to read some other materials that are all super short and quick reads, all you have to do is get our digital toolbox. And you get the key to that digital toolbox by just texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and we are having Eric step into the boots of Santa today, determining whether these retirement scenarios are naughty or nice. Here's one for you. Ethan is 50 years old. He's getting ready to retire, and he started noticing that the cost of his everyday expenses are going up, groceries, utility bills, even his coffee, you know, all that. But he doesn't really worry about his retirement savings keeping up with the rising costs. He continues to just spend as he pleases. What do you think, Santa? Is Ethan being naughty or nice when it comes to inflation in retirement?
Yeah, well, that's pretty obvious that he's pretty be naughty. So, so that's one of the things that, of course, in recent years has been, you know, massively changed. And we've seen a lot of inflation, and it ebbs and flows, but it's always there. And so, yeah, you do need to make sure your income's not just, you know, like if you spend $5,000 a month now, you don't want to be living on $5,000 a month in 20 years from now, because that's not going to be the same. That'll be like $3,000 a month, and, you know, it's not going to be the same lifestyle at all. So, yeah, you do need to have some money growing. You do have to be paying attention to that. And one of the easiest ways to do it is save more money and, you know, have that money grow more. So if he's spending too much, that causes the other solution to be hard, right? Having enough money there to get through that. So, yeah, definitely want to watch that.
All right, Santa, that's pretty much it, except for I want to ask you one. You know, this is year end now. What should we be doing? Are you going to be around to help people here before the new year?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we still have some slots available for, you know, for that last week there of the year, or even the beginning of the year next year. You know, really, this is the time you want to be taken to look at all this stuff. And lots of times people are off, so it's a good time to be focusing on it and see if there is any last minute moves you should be doing, or things you should at least be fixing ongoing for the rest of your life so you can have more money. So
yeah,
so it's pretty simple to do that. If you want to just set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call or Zoom, either way, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll just, you know, you'll talk directly with me, and, you know, we can kind of go over what your worries are and concerns. And then if you want to go forward, we can actually do a free income plan, the full blueprint, everything. So definitely some great presents that you can get for yourself. So again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. He's also the author of Worry Less Wealth. You can get that book by just texting Toolbox 800-454-1184. All right, Eric, we've come to that time in our show where you give us a story about people that you have helped. Today, we're going to talk about a wealth success story, kind of a really nice example to see how things can work out for the best for retirees. So tell us about it, please.
Yeah. So this is one of my clients, Cindy. And remember when I first met her, she was sitting down across the table from me. And unfortunately, she'd lost her husband, and they'd been married, I think it was 44 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time. Aww. And you know, just a few years before that, she'd lost her son. So she was all of a sudden having to do everything on her own. And they had some rental properties, and that was not her thing. But they always managed them herself. They never had a manager, but it was really her husband who had been doing that, and he did the handyman stuff and working with the tenants and all those types of things. And she was even telling me that they called about this some floor issue, and she just started crying on the phone with them because she had no idea what to do. And and so, you know, we helped her with some strategies where she could, you know, sell those with in a tax-free manner, just put those proceeds into, you know, into some stuff that will, you know, give her a lot of cash flow. It was funny because she had money, but she didn't see the money coming in. So she was doing very good. And then she, you know, realized that, you know, she didn't know as many people in her neighborhood anymore because, you know, she didn't get out as much. And of course, if you don't have the kids and other things to you know, have you talk with people. And so then, yeah, we looked at it and said, hey, why don't we sell the house? And she moved into a independent living place there, where all of a sudden now she could talk to all these people, meet people. She didn't need that huge place anymore. And now she's just totally content. She's got plenty of money coming in. She knows she's fine for the rest of her life. And if you plan stuff and you know you're okay, but sometimes to know you're okay, you have to have it in a certain way. And for her, it was having the actual cash flow coming in the door. It didn't matter if it was someplace else until she saw it kind of coming in that door. That's when she finally realized, oh yeah, I am good. I don't have to worry about things, and I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And, you know, so that's where she's at now. So, you know, again, this is things that we can help you with. I mean, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. My name is Eric Heckman. We'll be back next week for more advice to help you create wealth in retirement. And, you know, again, if you want to set a time to talk with me directly, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.